New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist
Lisa Davis.
A lot of us have anxiety. It's a very stressful time. Some of us are born with or have a predisposition to anxiety. Others of us just get anxious from situations. But whatever it might be, there are ways that you can help your anxiety. And joining us today is a wonderful Carolyn Harrington. She is the founder of Maddie's Healthy Products. She also has a fantastic website, CarolynHarrington.com. Carolyn Harrington, the art of healing. I should mention my lovely co-host, Andrea, is away today. Carolyn, we are going to have a great time and delve into this anxiety. Hello there.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little anxious. How are you?
Well, that's not good, but let's talk about it and see if there's something we can do about that, huh?
Yes. Okay. So my daughter, if people listen to the show, they know I have a daughter. She's on autism spectrum and ADHD and dyslexia and something called NLD. And it's kind of good anxiety though, Carolyn, because she's starting at a new school. She's been in a public school, which although they were able to help her academically, socially, it's been a challenge. And now she's going to school where the kids have all the things I just mentioned. There's only 8 kids per class. The thing I'm anxious about, though, is it's 45 minutes away. And that means I have to drive 4 times a day for 45 minutes. And I'm used to being around the house and making nice meals and working and taking care of my dogs and my husband. And suddenly I'm like, on my life, I'm going to become a full-time driver. So I'm anxious, but I'm excited. You know, I think that's like a regular thing that people have, right? But I still feel like I kind of like have an elephant sitting on my chest. So let's talk about how you learn to help your anxiety attacks. You have a great article on your blog, and then you can help me and the listeners.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. Actually, that is not my article. That's my daughter's article because I never suffered from anxiety. But my daughter, for her whole life, she has, and I don't know if you know the story of my daughter, but she's had heart defects when she was younger and has had some health challenges, and one of them being that it was anxiety. But really, with the anxiety, to take a step back, you know, anxiety is prevalent. It seems to be getting worse and worse as, you know, but a little bit of anxiety is okay for everybody. It keeps us alerted. It helps us. But it's when it becomes, you know, you start changing, you start manipulating people, you start changing the way you do things, then it becomes more of a problem, and that's when you would want to do something about it. So, it's an interesting story. It's my daughter. She goes to yoga classes, and she learned in this yoga class that she was starting to feel nauseous because it was a very rigorous yoga class. And so the teacher had told the students to breathe through your nose, because when you breathe through your mouth, it will indicate to your body to start panicking. It must be that fight or flight kind of reaction, that when you know, if you saw that tiger, your breathing would increase. You'd probably start breathing through your mouth so you could take and run away from, an invader like that. So it must trigger your body to bring on the panic attack. So the light bulb went off in her. And she said, oh, my God, that's what I should be doing for an anxiety attack. And the teacher said, absolutely. And she said, it helped a great deal. Just that little tip made such a difference with anxiety attacks, because I think the first thing people will do is breathe very deeply. You know, take a deep breath. No, you want to breathe through your nose, in and out through your nose, and it'll keep you calmer. It might not take away the anxiety, but it definitely helps to an extent. That was very interesting.
Yeah, that was so interesting to read. And I apologize. Mm-hmm. I thought that was your article. I obviously didn't see. Oh, there's your beautiful daughter there. And she looks a lot like you.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
It was. So, there's so many things you can do with anxiety. But the one thing that I really wanted to make a note of is that emotions affect our health in so many ways. And so if you have major stress, anxiety, depression, it can really weaken different parts of our body. And so you might end up getting physical manifestations of different emotions, and anxiety and stress is obviously one of them. So it's so important to, you know, do something if you can to get rid of anxiety, get rid of stress, take inventory of your life, see what's going on, and take a moment and see why maybe there's a reason for your stress and anxiety.
You know, it's interesting because my daughter has had so many stomach aches this summer, and I'm positive it's all been anxiety related. because she's starting a new school and she turned 13 and she's nervous and she overthinks everything and it's her mind never stops. And it's really complicated. And I'll try to talk to her about these things, about the breathing, but she gets really stubborn. What do you say to people who see this in their kids and they're like, I don't want to deep breathe, or that's not going to work, or is that just my kid?
No, I think that's very common, but it's interesting you say that, because what they're finding more and more is that anxiety is really a symptom of an imbalance in the gut. And so you're correlating the two right there, and that's becoming more and more well known, that balance the gut flora and your anxiety, it helps with your anxiety. So that might also be another thing that was going to be one of the things that I brought up. So a lot of times they think people are getting stomach aches from the anxiety, but the anxiety might be the symptom of the stomach or the gut. So which one comes first? Very interesting, right?
Oh, that really is. So would you recommend, I can't get her to eat like the kimchi or the probiotic food. So do you have any good probiotics that you like or that you use?
I personally don't take a probiotic. I think there are so many good ones out there that it's, you know, you might just go to a natural food store and a good, someone that works at the store can probably help you with a good probiotic. And then of course there is all the drinks, the, you know, kombucha, and there's so many good ways nowadays, fermented foods, the sauerkraut, and there's so many different fermented foods now, really good natural and organic fermented foods. That's another way to get them. So that's a great way to do, you know, to just for the long term, I feel like that's a long-term benefit or a solution for anxiety. But there's still, you know, you get that anxiety attack, and what can you do? And there's things you can do that when you get that acute attack, too, that I think can help. And they're very natural. Anybody can do them. You can go on YouTube and learn about them. But I don't know if you've ever heard of tapping or EFT. A great
Yes, and I've been wanting to do that for years. All right, so tell us about that, and how quickly can someone learn it? It seems to be not that complicated. I just seem to never have time, so I need to make time.
Right. I use it all the time. I mean, really, literally, probably once a day, if you know, because it can help in so many different situations. And I do it on my children when they were young, if they started, you know, getting upset about something. But it's really a matter of tapping on different acupressure points around your body, on the top of the head, around the eyes, under the nose, and there's probably about seven of them. But you can go to YouTube and watch any. There's so many good videos on it, and they even have videos for different, one for anxiety, one for, you know, abundance, and so many different reasons. But the anxiety you might want to really hone in on, and all you do is start tapping while you start thinking about why you have this anxiety, or you just tap on, I've got this anxiety. And there's kind of a methodology of doing it, but anybody can do it, and it would probably benefit. There's no right or wrong. You know, everybody has their way of doing it. And if you really had severe anxiety, there are professionals that just specialize with tapping and EFT. And I would highly recommend seeing a professional that does it, because they have an intuitive sense. And the thing with tapping is, if you can get to the root of the problem, and the anxiety started at some point in your life, and they can kind of get to the root of the problem of when that anxiety started. And when you do that, it becomes very powerful. So it might be worth, you can do it remotely. You don't have to go visit somebody, but that is an excellent way to get rid of, help alleviate the anxiety.
Oh, that sounds great. You know, I want to go back to the probiotic thing for a moment. I just want to mention that BioK Plus is amazing. Not just because it's one of our sponsors, but because we love them. And obviously we love your Maddie's products, which we're going to get into later in the show, because I think it's really important now that some part of my anxiety, Carolyn, is the fact that my daughter seems to get every flipping cold ever. And she eats a whole food diet and she gets a lot of sleep. And I just, you know, maybe, I don't know if it's, I've always wondered if kids on the spectrum are more prone to that. I don't know, but she does seem to get all colds. And so I'm hoping that'll change. And so we definitely later in the show, we're going to talk about that, because that's another anxious point for me. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the art of healing. Tell us about your site and how you help people with anxiety and healing in general.
Well, really, my mission in life is to help people heal. There's kind of the story about my daughter. She was born 21 years ago with heart defects. And 3 days after she came home from the hospital, she had heart surgery 2 days after she was born. So right after that, I actually came down with ankylosing spondylitis and had rheumatoid arthritis.
To
make a long story short, without going into all of that, I really got into natural ways of healing, because we really didn't have a lot of alternatives. There's not much, especially back then, for rheumatoid arthritis. So I got into natural ways of healing, and it became my passion. And then I realized my life purpose should really be to help other people heal. I found a way of healing, and there are so many things that you can do. I think people have now given away their power to doctors and other people saying, heal me. And it's really not about other people healing them. Doctors are wonderful. This isn't about, you know, whether a doctor, you should see a doctor or not. But there's so many things you can do on your own and empower yourself. So that's really my mission, is to empower people with healing, things about healing that they can do right in their own home. And especially anxiety and emotional. There's so much people can do about emotional disorders, because I don't think people realize that how much emotions play in their health. I think every disease starts from a negative emotional state at some point in their past. So if people knew
could
deal with these emotions. And anxiety is like right there at the top of something that would affect someone's health. You know, one other thing, though, with anxiety that we're finding more and more is that sugar plays a huge part in anxiety. And I just want to make sure I got that in there, because so many people, by just removing the sugar from their diet, their anxiety can just either be completely alleviated or it's dramatically reduced. So that's the first thing I would tell people to do, is take away the sugar. And that actually correlates with the gut and the flora in the gut and the microbiome in the gut, because sugar obviously plays a negative impact on the gut. So it's all coming together as far as how to treat anxiety naturally and doing things on your own. I mean, these are all things you can do on your own. You know, you don't need to go to a doctor to get off sugar and correct the gut flora and do the tapping, and so many things you can do.
That's so interesting about the sugar, because a couple months ago, I cut it out just about completely, except for fruit and, you know, dark chocolate. And I felt pretty good. And then I went to this great camp recently. It was this family camp for kids. Maybe that's why I'm anxious on the autism spectrum. It was like the best experience of my life. So, I mean, it was just unbelievable for my husband, my daughter. It was just amazing. But there was this amazing chef there. I've got to get a new word. Amazing. Fantastic chef there. And he made these desserts that were from scratch. So I thought, okay, if this cake was bought from some crappy store, I'm not going to eat it. But it's from scratch, for crying out loud. And how often do I eat cake? So I kind of fell off the wagon and got back on the sugar wagon. And now I'm home. I've been home for a few days. And I'm getting back off of it again. But maybe it's like residual sugar rushing through me. It's made me anxious. But it is a tough thing to break. But there are a lot of tools and a lot of help out there if you want to quit sugar.
It is, and it just plays such a negative impact on our health overall. The immune system gets knocked down hours after you, for about 3 hours after you take sugar. So that's a huge detriment to our health. But anxiety, it plays a huge role in anxiety, too. Another thing that is great for anxiety, I don't know if you've ever used Boxflower therapy. They are the safest
thing. I've heard of that. Tell us about it.
Oh, my God, I love them. I wish I developed them, so they're not my products, but they're wonderful, and they used to sell them in our local grocery store, but you can definitely get them in a natural food store. But there are about 36 or 37 of them for different negative emotions. And again, if you think that emotions are the base of just about every disease, then if you can help any negative emotion, then that would benefit your health. So there's about 36 of them for all the different negative emotions, and you just put a couple drops in water and have them just drink the water, and it just very subtly will help with any kind of negative emotion. And you won't even notice until, you know, it might be a week later or a couple weeks later, you'll feel like, wow, I'm not feeling that emotion anymore. But you wouldn't notice. It's not like taking, ibuprofen and your headache goes away. You won't notice it. I can give you an example of it. Like one time when my kids were young, one of my kids was having problems with their friends. And so I was really upset. You know, as a mother, I'm getting very upset that something was going on with my children, one of my kids. And so I thought, oh, let me go take a Boxflower to help me with this. So I took one. I don't remember which one it was. But a month later, I thought to myself, wow, did the situation change? No, it didn't change, but it no longer bothered me. And so the nice thing about it is it gives you a different perspective on things, so that you're no longer feeling the negative emotion or the anxiety. Now you have a level head to deal with whatever it is that you're dealing with. So they're wonderful. I use them all the time and see so many great results from them. But that would be a great thing for anxiety. It's something called Rescue Remy, perfect for anybody that has anxiety.
You know, I see that. I've seen that for years. I had no idea. I've heard of it, but I didn't really know how it works or if it works. And that's so good to know. I'm definitely going to check that out. Speaking of things that work, I did want to jump into your Maddie's products, because Like I said, now I'm seeing the sugar connection, though. I'm like, my daughter does eat a pretty good whole food diet, but she definitely gets sugar in there. And I need to, like, try to get sugar out, which is another challenge. But let's talk about this, especially, like, your cough syrups and looking for a good nighttime cough syrup. Because when that kid gets sick, oh, my gosh, the poor girl is up hacking half the night.
Right. So our cough syrups are made with whole food ingredients. And it gets back to we don't want to put anything in our bodies that are going to harm you or actually what I call a barrier to healing. If you fill your body with toxic chemicals, and I'm not against drugs, you know, getting back to that, but sometimes we need them. But there are a lot of times when you have a natural alternative. So why not use something that's wholesome and that boosts the immune system? And that's kind of what our products do. They're made with things right out of your kitchen, but when you're sick, who wants to put together a cough syrup? So we do it for you.
Yeah.
And it's very thoughtfully created with different synergistic. But for the nighttime, we actually put chamomile and nutmeg. And I don't think a lot of people know nutmeg actually helps you fall asleep. So everybody thinks of chamomile tea. That's a no-brainer. But the nutmeg, the two of them, actually help you fall asleep. So we put it in our cough syrup because there's a lot of cough syrups out there that will use melatonin. But melatonin is not a it's synthetic. It's not natural. And it also, I'm not so sure, they're kind of questioning whether melatonin should be used in children because it's a hormone. Melatonin is a hormone in our body.
Yes.
And if you take an external source of melatonin, then you might suppress your natural production of melatonin. So they're not quite sure they should be giving that to kids. So chamomile tea and nutmeg are something you have right in your kitchen, very safe, and it really helps you just fall asleep. Sleep at night and helps you get a good night's rest. The honey in and of itself helps you. That's been known to help with peaceful night's sleep, but the nutmeg and chamomile also help. So one of the
interesting
ways we put together our products.
I love that. I didn't know about the nutmeg, but I did know about the chamomile. Now, you also have a mucus cough syrup because that's another problem, right? You get all that yucky in your throat and it's just so difficult. So tell us what's special about that? Is there a certain extra ingredient that makes that differentiates that from like a regular cough syrup that you make?
There's a few of them in there for that. So you've got the apple cider vinegar that naturally will thin mucus, but there's thyme. Actually, I'm pulling up. It's thyme, and there's one other one, and it's left me right now. I can't remember that last one that we.
Well, you make so many amazing things. That is great. Oh, here we got honey, sea salt, organic cinnamon, clove, oregano, thyme, ginger, lemon balm, and zinc gluconate. Sea salt. Oh my God, it sounds really good.
The ginger, thyme, and the oregano is in the apple cider vinegar. It's that combination that really helps. Each one subtly in their own way helps with the mucus, and that's what we do is try to add just that little bit of something extra to it because honey in and of itself will help with a cough, coat the throat, but the other ingredients help with the different things like the mucus, the nighttime, and whatever else.
And what did you say to people who are so stuck on, I have to get the, hardcore medication for my kid or they'll be up all night or they're miserable? How do you get them to say, you know what? These natural things actually do work. And do you have many of those conversations, I'm guessing?
We do. And it's becoming less and less. I will say that. So that's nice. That's a good signal. But one of the things I do say is, have you ever had a medicine that you're supposed to take every 4 to 6 hours? And then 3 hours in, you start coughing again. You're like, shoot, I can't take it for another hour. So what do you do? Well, that's the nice thing about ours is you can take it. First of all, you can take it whenever you want because it's just food items. But then if you do want to take your medicine, you can always, in between doses, take some of ours, and it'll help you get to the next dose if you want. So I always offer that to people, and maybe that way they'll see that they don't even need the medicine then if they start taking ours. But sometimes it's a segue to get ours in there when they still want their medicine. Sometimes you just can't convince people. They think they've got to have it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
The world is a big place, and we all have our place in it. But when you can, I try to convince them. So much help.
Yeah, I mean, people, they should definitely try it. Again, you're all over the place, which is great. Maddie's Healthy Products. I just wanted to mention, too, I remember that Bapo rub when I was a kid. And you guys have a baby chest rub. Can I use that, too?
Well, it's funny. We do market it to babies because, really, there's no alternative. Well, there's very few. I shouldn't say no, but there's very few alternatives for a child under 1 year old. The honey product is for a child 1 year and above. But if you had a child under that, there's not much out there. So that's why we really market it to children. But, oh, we have so many people that use it that are adults, because the lavender, again, it just soothes you and relaxes you. It's all the lemon, not the lemon balm, it's the chamomile that's in there. So there's so many different ingredients in there that just help you relax and fall asleep while it helps with the congestion and the cough. I mean, so that's a very popular product.
Oh, it definitely is. Well, you know, I want to get back to the anxiety again. There's some great information on your website. Give us your site. And before all of this, did you have an interest in natural living in terms of before your daughter had the heart issues and you had the spondylo? I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. I'm notorious for mispronouncing things. But if you can tell us again, the spondylocyte.
Ankylosing spondylitis. Yeah.
I was not even close.
In the back. Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't. I was not. When I grew up, my mom would never really give us many drugs. She wouldn't make us suffer through any sickness that we had. So it wasn't something that I was really into when we had a cough or cold. But I wasn't really into the natural until this happened. I have an engineering background. So when this happened to my daughter and myself with the rheumatoid arthritis, I really had to find some solutions. So the scientific end of natural healing and the quantum physics and all this, it became so interesting to me. It was right up my alley. So that's when it just became my passion. And I just read so much about every single disease, because when you take a more holistic approach to disease, it's not about exactly what your disease is. The same things will help all diseases. So it didn't matter if it was autism or diabetes. I would just read everything I could. And in the end, you know, it's a journey, I always say, you're on, of healing, a healing journey that you slowly get better. And I don't know exactly which one it was that healed me. It was probably a combination of everything. But that just became my way of life after my, you know, it was a blessing that it happened to my daughter. Unfortunately, it was such a tragic thing, but you'd never know it now. She's healthy and she's in college and, you know, so aww. In the end, it ended up being a blessing because it took us down a different path in life of natural healing. And it really has been a blessing for us.
Oh, that is fantastic. You know, before we go, I want to thank our sponsor this month, Lily of the Desert. I want to talk about their new aloe H2O and coconut water. Oh my gosh, it's so great because you get the benefits of the coconut water plus the benefits of the aloe. And it's super tasty, super yummy. My daughter and I love it. They got different flavors and you got the pineapple, you've got some lime, you've got some strawberry, and it's really tasty. We love Lily of the Desert. And here on Naturally Savvy, we only have products as sponsors that we believe in and love, just like Maddie's. So Carolyn, this has been such a great conversation. Tell us all the ways we can learn more about you, your great website, and about Maddie's great products.
Well, Maddie's Healthy Products, or Maddie's HP, is our website for the Maddie's products. And then I have a website, theartofhealing.us or carolynharrington.com. And that's where we just blog about different ways of healing and different things that can keep you healthy and just get the word out that there are things you can do that will help your own health and help your own healing.
Well, I'm going to eat less sugar again, get my daughter on less sugar and get my probiotics from, I have some, I got some turmeric, like ginger. It's not kimchi, but it's some sort of ferment. I'm forgetting what it's called, but it's been sitting in my fridge. My husband the other day was like, he cleaned out the fridge. He said, this has been here forever. It's this, this beet probiotic drink. It's like a shot. So it's supposed to be pretty hardcore. And I'm like, I swear I'm going to try it one of these years. Well, you've inspired me, Carolyn. So when I'm done today, I'm going to go upstairs and drink it. So I want to thank you so much.
There you go.
I want to thank everybody for listening. Yeah. I mean, I do love beets, but we'll see. Listening to Naturally Savvy. Andrea will be back next time. In the meantime, check us out on social media at Naturally Savvy, at Health Media Gal 1. You can check us out on iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn. Go to RadioMD.com. Click programs and Naturally Savvy. Everybody take care and stay well.